Hey there, Disky Chicks fans. Before we get started with today's podcast, I wanted to tell you about a special opportunity for you to become the disc expert in your organization. Would you like to deliver disc debriefs with ease? Facilitate coaching sessions and teaming sessions with confidence and elevate your stature as the go-to person for all things disc? Join us for our live advanced DISC certification training coming up in early January 2022. This is a live small group class delivered in 4 2-hour sessions during the first 2 weeks of January. Please go to DiskyChicks.com for more information. And don't wait, because the December 17th registration deadline is coming up quickly. Oh, and one more thing. Since you're a Disky Chicks podcast listener, enter the promotion code DCP123 to get $150 off the registration fee as a thank you from us to you. Now on with the show.
Welcome to the Disky Chicks podcast for business leaders, HR directors, coaches, and those interested in learning how to use the DISC assessment to grow self-awareness, improve communications, and develop leaders and teams. Please welcome your hosts, business coaches Martha Forlines and Cindy Jacoby. They are loud and proud about all things DISC.
Welcome to season 4 of the Disky Chicks. Martha and I have changed things up. We are moving into the new world. How do we describe it, Martha? Instead of just doing audio, which you're listening to right now, we are also recording ourselves live and uncut. So we will put those recordings up on our Facebook page at Disky Chicks Podcast. Look for that on Facebook. If you want to see us, and anytime we have a visual, you'll be able to see it on that visual. But otherwise, sit back and listen to the Disky Chicks Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Hello and welcome to the Disky Chicks. Martha and I once again are going live on video, live and uncut and unedited. So what you see is what you get. We've been in the past putting things up as an audio podcast, and we thought it would be more fun if we showed our faces, showed our scores, you know, and as we're talking about things, we can start showing people. So we're excited to be live and you see us as we are.
Last week
we talked about blind spots, and we talked about blind spots for the high D and for the low D. And we talked about high spots for the high I and the low I. Like, what is it that you're doing that is driving other people crazy? And then we also gave some tips on how you can do things a little bit differently without changing who you are, but by helping out your team. So Martha and I are going to continue that today, talking about the S and the C. So Martha, you want to say hi and jump in?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, welcome. We're delighted to talk about blind spots. And for those of you that haven't seen the other uncut video, blind spots are things you just are not self-aware of that you're doing that drive people crazy, as Cindy said. And it's really important, no matter what you're doing in life, but even in business, to be keenly aware of what your blind spots are, not to make them go away, because that's impossible, but so you can manage them. So that's the intent behind making you fully aware of blind spots for each of the styles. So I get to kick off the steady communicator and the steady behavior style. And just a quick review of that is they are good-natured, dependable, predictable, reliable. Everybody loves them. They're just kind and sweet. And those are wonderful attributes to have on the team. As a team member, they typically are the glue of the team. That's how important they are. However, they also tend to move at a very slow pace, and hence the steady title that they carry. And under pressure, the steady tends to slow down even more. And what results in that is they really tend to not have that agility to change when they need to change suddenly, and that resilience to recover from setbacks happens when they are under stress. And we all have stress responses, right? So this is not atypical. So the other attribute when they're under stress is they tend to drag their feet or procrastinate on getting things done. And they love being a part of a team, but they don't like letting their team down. And when they do these things, they tend to let their team down. So let's talk about what can a high steady or a steady communication style do about these blind spots. And one of the best things that they can do is to get clarity and to move forward, not keep dragging their feet. And they get clarity by asking questions. Mm-hmm. And another attribute of that high steady is they have great ideas and great opinions, but they tend not to share them. Right. So this getting clarity and asking questions is not an easy thing to do. So you've heard us talk about adapting your style. Well, in this case, the steady needs to adapt their style so that they can get more information, understand the projects and the goals of the projects, so that they can move forward and not be the laggard on the team. They also may benefit from some help with project management. And a lot of my high steady clients ask me about that. And I go, are you using Trello? Are you using Asana? It doesn't have to be a costly project management tool. Right. It can be free.
Yeah. And it you don't need Microsoft Project for most things.
Yeah, exactly. And then they see when their projects are literally in a timeline, what their priorities are, so they don't miss them, because they'll tend to miss priorities when they are procrastinating or not moving forward on things and getting gigged by their boss and that kind of thing. So just, again, be more open to hearing how the process should be working, and then managing your own project work and establishing priorities so that you're not missing deadlines.
Yeah, so Martha, one thing that we have always said about those high S's is that they are risk averse. So right. It's safer to do nothing than to do the wrong thing sometimes. So, and we've also many times said, if you put too many things on the plate, you're going to have to help with priorities. And that's exactly what Martha just talked about. It's like, if you can help give some clarity and priorities, it's safer for them to move forward.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it is, you know, they want to be liked and they want to be affirmed. So they don't want to disappoint the team, indeed. But then they just have to push with this blind spot that we're describing. They have to just push themselves forward and get in that discomfort zone for just a little while. And then once they learn how to adapt under those circumstances, it will become second nature.
They'll get their routine back, which yes. They love.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Martha.
What about that low S?
So the low S was what we call the dynamic communicator. A low S is much faster, obviously, than the high S. And their blind spot, well, let me talk a little bit more about what they do. So they're very flexible. They're energetic, they're active, they love trying new things, and they're ready for anything. They're the ones that like that fast-paced environment, and they are not thrown off when the circumstances change. In fact, they're actually rejuvenated by that. So
yeah.
But when you think about that and you're working with a team, you're probably moving a lot faster than the team is. The blind spot behavior that's probably most known for the low S is starting something that you can't finish. So the dynamic communicators have a tendency to assume that everyone can just follow their logic when they're making their decisions. So if things worked at their preferred pace, it would be easy for the workplace just to dissolve into an every man for himself type group. If they can't all work together cohesively, then everyone just has to figure it out on their own. And remember that dynamics, the dynamic communicator is the one that we call, you know, looking for that shiny object. They are moving around a lot, and it's really, it can be really tough on teammates to try to keep up. So
yeah, one thing that I think about too, Cindy, is chaos. They love chaos.
Right. And think about your high S's. Do they love chaos? No, you know, not at all. And there are a lot of S's, high S's in the world. So most likely in your team, you're going to have those. So we don't want people, we're not advising you to not be energetic and dynamic. But really what you can do to help your team is show your work, just like at school. Show the process that you're going through so other people can keep up with your thoughts. Just, you know, track your work, write it down, what, in a logical way, like, why does this make sense? And make sure that you can give that to the team ahead of time so they can absorb it when it comes time to making a decision. They have a little background. So you want to give your work, talk, you know, give explanations of certain things, like why you chose to talk about this, because we're trying to solve this problem. It just would really help your team, I think, even trust you enough to be able to, like, there's some logic behind the craziness. If you give them some clarity, I think that they'll be a lot more willing to invest in your ideas and your future ideas, because once you've proven that there's some method to your madness, I think you'll be able to create that trust that you need for ongoing projects. So low steadies, dynamic folks, still move fast, but try to jot some things down and bring your team along instead of leaving them in the dust.
Right. And the big flip here is the low steadies remembering that not everybody is like them.
Right.
And because of that, that pace has to come down. There needs to be order to the chaos. And otherwise, you know, the team members are going to disenfranchise themselves from you and not want to work with you. And you don't want that.
And Martha, you said, you know, you said something about you have to realize that not everybody is like you. That is the sole purpose for what we do at Disky Chicks. We want you to understand yourself, but then realize you got some good and you've got some tough stuff with you. And so try to understand yourself, and then that's going to help you understand other people. And it, gosh, it just really paves the way for great communication.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Move to this high C behavior blind spot. And let me just do a quick summary of that high compliant or that precise communicator is, you know, I love high compliance because I'm not one, but they are very thorough and careful. They're great with details and very analytical and really stay well informed in their, whatever their profession is, so that they really feel like they can answer any question anybody throws to them. So, and the other strength of this high compliant is that they can look at things from that analytical mindset and not get personally involved in things to make fact-based decisions. And in business, it's very, very important to remember that fact-based decisions have a longer shelf life than emotional decisions. But the reality is, what is it, 90%+ of the people make decisions based on emotions.
Absolutely, which is not great for sales, but not great for project management or some other team decisions.
Right, right. So let's talk about the blind spot for this high compliant is under pressure and under stress. We all don't show our best selves, but what happens is they can shut down. They really just won't communicate. They would rather be in their office by themselves doing their spreadsheets. And what happens is they come across as incredibly impersonal and a lot of people take that personally, that, oh, this person must not like me. So then there's a breakdown in the communication on a team, especially when a high compliant shuts down in the middle of a project or a meeting. So, and the reason that they do this is they can be very judgy because they think they're right about everything or most everything.
And they usually are.
Yeah, and they usually are. Yeah, like 97%+ of the time. And they're very perfectionistic as to what leads to that judginess. So they're not necessarily open to receiving feedback that is different from their concepted idea based on facts. And then they tend to just shut people out. So what can this high compliant do in terms of playing nicely with their teammates and being on a project team? They need to be willing to analyze other perspectives and to be open to ideas that are different from themselves. And the irony here is this high compliant is a great question asker. They can be incredibly curious. However, when they start getting feedback that is not in line with what they're presenting, then they can get argumentative even about the fact that why they're so right about this and why they've got all this data to prove it, rather than just sit back and listen and be open to points of view that are very different from theirs. And I'm not saying this is easy for you high compliance that are listening to this. You're probably nodding your head like this because you just need to adjust your behavior to appear to be more inclusive of other people's ideas. And you can be curious and ask questions about it, but not in a judgmental way, so you don't close your comrades down about their ideas, because the reality is, on your team, you want to have every style represented. And the reason is you get all these different perspectives. And the end result of that is you'll end up with better work products and better solutions for your customers because everybody's point of view is different. But this high compliant has to be open to manage this particular blind spot and be an accepted member of their team to show their worth.
Yeah, that's going to be really tough, I think, for that high C. The actual kind of tag that we say when we talk about their blind spot is policy over people. You know, people are messy and emotional, like Martha said. And so it's so much easier to go with the policy. But sometimes, you know, you do have to listen to people. You need to change the policy. Be open. And again, I think a lot of times if you just listen, smile and nod, you can still maybe keep the policy, but they may have a good point. They probably don't, but they may have a good point. But don't forget the people side of things.
Right, right. And remember that high compliant is very rule oriented. So they're the one that maintains high quality and they follow all the rules, but not everybody on the team is like that.
And sometimes, speaking as a low C, it's okay to break the rules if the rules don't make sense. And that's a discussion my husband, high C, and me, low C, have a lot. You know, the first, I think, gut reaction to anything is, well, that's not the rule, or that's not what the paper says, or that's not what the sign says.
Right.
I'm like, but it doesn't make any sense. So it has to make sense for me to follow the rules. And I might just kind of veer around him and try to talk him into it. But he keeps me out of the weeds a lot, keeps me on the road, keeps me out of jail because we do work well together if we can talk things out. But if it's just my way, the highway, then that doesn't work.
Right.
For most
people. All right. Let's hit up this low C, Cindy.
Low C, which is Martha, which is me. I'm sure we don't have any blind spots, but according to our TTI blog that we're using as our reference, thank you, TTI, we may have a blind spot or so. So we're low C, the noun for that, or the descriptor is pioneering communicator. So a pioneer, as you can imagine, independent, unconventional, outspoken, you know, they question those rules. They enjoy taking the path less traveled. They're not afraid to drive home a different way just to check it out. You know, they're really creative and can think outside the box to solve problems. So this can sometimes make that low C a visionary. Mm-hmm. Because they're not so bogged down in the rules. But that can lead to frustration for their teammates. And so the blind spot is called whimsy over workmanship. So it is more kind of visionary over the details.
Right.
Which we find a lot. So I think a lot of times that low C will throw out some ideas and get real tied to those, but they expect that high C or that precise person to figure out how to do it. And I think a high S falls in there as well. That steady, mm-hmm. they're the ones that figuring out how to do it. But if you are a high, you know, if you're a pioneer, a low C, to help your team with their frustration, the solution is really to make the big picture a little more bite-sized for them. So if your head is in the clouds, try to bring it down just a little bit and think about actionable items that are going to be necessary with your vision. So it's okay to dream big, but you want to, again, bring it back down to earth and set those steps out so that ideal can become a reality and you can start taking tangible steps. I think the team will support you better if you can show that you've got these steps. So really, I think that's all. It's a matter of proving to your peers that you can deliver. It's not just some futuristic idea, but spend a little bit of time backing up a little bit and help create a path to get there. And then you'll get some more support, I think, from the rest of the people on your team.
Right. And another big difference for this pioneer compared to that high compliant that I was talking about is pace as well. So under stress, this pioneering communication style is going to speed up. And that's not necessarily going to bode well with all of the team members. And especially if they're trying to spin something versus break things down for people so that they want to follow the lead of that pioneering communication style versus revolt. So,
yeah, that's a great point. And all the DISC styles, it can be broken down easily into two things: pace and then the target. Is the target tasks or is the target people? And so if you can remember, you know, each one of your high styles, is it fast-paced people? Is it fast-paced task? Think about the opposite of that, because that's probably somebody on your team.
Yes. Yes. Well, excellent.
Yeah, we all have blind spots. And if we can just try to remember to help a brother out, you know, and give more information, speed up if you have to, slow down if you need to, just remember what your style is and how do we adapt to make life better for your team without changing who you are inside.
Great. Yeah, this is great. Thank you all for joining us and hope you have a great day. And we look forward to seeing you next week. And go to our website, diskychicks.com, and you'll see all of our blogs. And now we've added video on our website. So we will see you next week.
Yeah, and the video can be found fastest if you go to our Facebook page, which is Disky Chicks Podcast. And that's where we'll post this. And we'll get the audio up, like Martha said, for those people who like to have the audio version and listen to us while they're walking or driving. Right. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for following the chicks.
Thank you for listening to the Disky Chicks Podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing today. To learn more or start a conversation with Cindy and Martha, visit the Disky Chicks Podcast Facebook page.